Hi, this week we're discussing this question. What lessons should we learn from the terrorism of 9/11? On September 11th, 2001, Islamic extremists hijacked civilian airliners, flew them into the World Trade Center, the Pentagon, and one plane was crashed in the fields of Pennsylvania. A total of 2,977 victims died, along with the 19 terrorists themselves. What are some lessons we can learn from this worst day of terror in our history? The first lesson we all need to learn is something which we at the Church of Christ have been saying for a long time. It matters what you believe in religion. For a long, long time, people have been saying it doesn't matter what you believe in religion just as long as you're sincere. My friend, can you see the folly of this? Can you see how wrong this philosophy is? Think about these terrorists. They were sincere. They believed that the doctrine, the end justifies the means, is true. They were taught and they believed with all their heart that if they died committing acts of terrorism against non-Muslims, they would be ushered directly into heaven where 70 virgins would be waiting for them. I ask you to judge for yourself. Does it matter what people believe in religion? It absolutely matters. The reason that religious beliefs matter is because religious beliefs affect how people act. While it is true that we live in a free country and we are free to believe anything we want to, this does not mean that everything people believe is equal in value, or that everybody is believing something that's true, or that everything people believe is beneficial for society. There are some doctrines which are simply wrong. Some doctrines are dangerous and detrimental to the welfare of society. In Mark 4, verse 24, Jesus said to them, "Take heed what you hear." Do you know why Jesus said this? Because what people listen to is what they end up believing, and what people believe affects how they act. My friend, you have a right to believe whatever you wish in religion. If you want to be an atheist, that's your privilege. If you want to believe certain religious doctrines are silly and not worth bothering over, that's also your privilege. You may legally believe whatever you want, but that does not mean that you're right. Your freedom gives you the right to be wrong, absolutely and completely wrong. The Church of Christ is here to tell you that it matters what you believe religiously. In Galatians chapter 1, verses 8 and 9, the Bible says, "But even if we, or an angel from heaven, preach any other gospel to you than what we have preached to you, let him be accursed. As we have said before, so now I say again, if anyone preaches any other gospel to you than what you have received, let him be accursed." The Bible, and the Bible only, is the source of all religious truth. It will stand the test of debate. There is no other religious book in the world which equals with what the Bible and the Bible only says. The Holy Bible contains God's will for us today, and all of God's will. There is not any religious truth left out of the Bible. Think about this. We will continue on this topic later, but for now, just remember, it matters what people believe religiously. If you want truth, you have to come back to the Bible.